Just remember, if your name is Tiffany, you're a horrible person. And also, if you make $30,000 a year, you're poor. Ew.
Ew.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning. We're playing Plead the Fifth, the game where we're asked a series of very uncomfortable questions, things we wouldn't normally answer in normal conversation. We can only plead the fifth on one question, and after that, we have to answer everything truthfully. So far, nobody has pled the fifth, but we did find out that Brooke is racist against Tiffany's. And she thinks 30 grand a year is poor. And Jose, what was yours again, Jose?
He thinks you're going to get divorced.
Oh, yeah, you think I'm going to get divorced because someone will offer me a business opportunity that I have to get divorced and I'll take it because I'm materialistic and just love money.
Yeah, and you love fame.
Yeah, true. It's all true. Follow me at Jubal Fresh.
See?
And I just shared prom memories from the 75 proms that I've been to. All right, Jeff, you have some more Plead the Fifth questions?
I do. So we last went with Brooke, so now we need to go on to Brooke.
Yay! Right.
Brooke.
It's not my turn.
Yes, it is. Are you ready to answer the question or plead the fifth?
Yes.
Brooke, you always talk about not showering and shaving and how you think more people should go all natural.
Yeah, sure. Why not? So, got hair for a reason.
What's the longest amount of time you've ever gone without showering or shaving?
Ooh. Oh, man. Well, gosh. Let me think about this, because there's a lot of times in there. I wish it was longer, to be honest, than I think it is, because I feel like people really overbathe. I mean, is that a bad thing?
No, yeah. I agree with you. I don't think you have to shower, like, every hour.
So, without shaving, I did go, like, 3 months without shaving my armpits. Because, listen to me, though, women never know what your armpit hair looks like, and I was curious, right? Because I had been shaving it since I was, like, prepubescent.
Okay.
So I was like, what does this stuff look like? Let's grow it out and see.
What does it look like?
You know, just kind of scraggly hair under there. Like, it's not very impressive. I wanted more bush than I got.
Oh, armpit bush?
Showering, I have gone, like, I mean, just bathing in a river count as showering.
Not since the 1800s, I think.
What are you?
Then like 10 days.
Oh.
Wow, that's right.
A long time. But there was lake swimming, so I think
that's gross.
It was fine. Yeah.
Gross lake kelp.
Bacteria.
Yeah.
Wow. Every answer makes me feel more disgusted with the show.
We're all disgusted.
Playing Plead the Fifth, where young Jeffrey has a series of embarrassing questions. So far, nobody's pled the fifth yet.
It was hard. Well,
we can only plead the fifth on one, and then we have to answer everything no matter what.
The thing is I know once I plead the fifth, or any of us do, then he has a backup question in his back pocket. That's crazy.
He saves the most horrible ones for after you plead the fifth.
Yes.
Who's next, Jeff?
Jubal, it's your turn now.
Okay.
We know, everybody knows that you're married now.
Yeah.
You always are posting about your wife on social media, saying how much you love her and how great everything is. So please tell us one thing about your wife that secretly annoys you.
Oh.
Okay.
Secretly annoys you.
That you haven't told her.
I don't want to answer this. I don't want to answer it because it's going to be super annoying. My answer is going to be annoying.
Is this going to be something like, she's too perfect and it drives me crazy?
Yeah. We had this conversation the other day. Her and I were we were trying to figure out what annoys us, and I literally couldn't name one. And I've been thinking about it ever since.
I feel like
I can't think of one thing.
For some reason, that seems like a problem, even though it's like perfect.
Yeah.
That seems like it's
not
right.
Nothing's perfect. That doesn't exist in the world.
I can't think of one thing.
Mm. Like she does, she leaves.
I know that's annoying.
Dirty dishes in there.
No,
or...
I'm the dirty one.
Okay,
the things I do annoy
clean.
Her. I know I annoy her.
She had a
and that's what I was trying to think about. It. I'm like, I need some ammo too. Okay, so I know that's annoying, but I can't think of anything.
So are you
that's super annoying.
Or is that the answer?
Oh my god! Hashtag relationship goals.
See, and that's annoying too. And I do that on my Instagram. I know I'm annoying about it. Yeah. Sorry to disappoint you and be more annoying.
I don't count that as an answer. I think you need another question, Jubal. Let's move on to the next question.
Good.
I'm counting that as your plead the fifth.
Okay.
You got in trouble.
So your next question, Jubal, a lot of listeners might not know this, but you're in the bathroom nonstop during the show.
Yes.
Every break.
Literally 15 to like 20 times during every morning. So tell us, what are you really doing while you're in there?
And it's a single stall bathroom.
Yeah.
Like it's only you in there.
You can lock the door, which is great. Okay. Well, I am going to the bathroom a lot. I do pee a lot.
Yeah, you have a tiny bladder.
Yeah, I've been to the doctor about it. Please save the medical advice on the text message board, 78592. I have been to the doctor, and they just say, yeah, you
pee a lot. But what else happens in there?
Do you know how you go through your hour-long sets on stage?
Okay,
I have to pee my pants when I'm
performing. Sorry, I get distracted.
Okay, if I'm going to be honest, occasionally, well, I do a lot of game stuff on my phone.
Game
a lot.
Stuff.
Yeah,
going
I play games
the bathroom
on my phone.
To play games?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You could do that in studio. Yeah, you don't have to be in the bathroom.
I just feel like it's disrespectful, you know, so I go sit on the toilet and play games
you go, like,
when I'm bored.
Clans by yeah. yourself?
And then there's also a chair in there, and every once in a while, I'll turn the light out and I'll take like a 10-minute power nap.
Oh, I knew it!
In the bathroom.
I knew he was sleeping somewhere.
You guys, but here's we have like a quiet nap room with a couch that also has a lock on the door. Why would you choose the bathroom?
Good point. I didn't even think about that.
That is true. We have a whole room.
I just feel like the bathroom is so much more of a safe space for me.
It has a pillow, a blanket, and no fecal matter.
But this way he can wake up, go pee again.
Exactly.
And then come back to the show.
Yeah, either go back to bed or go back to the show. Do you have any more plead the fifth questions, Jeff?
I do.
Brooke.
Shut up.
The only one I think we have time for would be Brooke.
Okay.
Yay!
So, Brooke, think about your relationship with your husband. Okay? And be honest.
Okay.
Do you consider yourself the reacher or the settler in that marriage? In other words, who do you think settled? You or him?
That's bad.
That is unkind.
Yeah, you might have to plead the fifth on this one.
No, I think that he settled. I do.
Really?
Yeah, because he didn't date a ton. No, I'm not kidding. Do you know why, though? He didn't date a ton before me. Like, he had a bunch of, like, really long, not a bunch, like, a handful of really long time relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I always, like, and he never got dumped either. Right?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. There was part of me that wanted to break up with him just so he could be dumped at some point so he knew how it felt, but
he
I couldn't
still
do
it.
Yeah, Michael, if you're listening, there's greener pastures out there.
I'm just saying.
Run!
She knows!
You haven't dated enough.
To play the field. I don't know. I think he settled.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I love him. I'm glad he did.
You know? See, this is such a safe answer.
And he's listening to this right now, and he's like, wait a second, I did settle. Talk when we get home.
I'm taking the kids. I'm leaving.
That was plead the fifth. Text in with your own questions and maybe we'll read them next time. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.